I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. We thank you for being with us on a fine Thursday morning. Coming up this hour on the show, we are stunned to a news in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, the Saints add help at the running back position by acquiring an old friend. Tonight in Arizona, the Packers or the Cardinals will go at it. News as you wake up, J.J. Watt out for tonight and likely out for the rest of the season. Suffered a shoulder injury in Sunday's game in the second quarter. Finished the game, but has had to have surgery on it. It will likely take him out the rest of the year. J.J. Watt has lost so much time in the last 6 years in his NFL career with tons of injuries, the torn pec, the back injury, shoulder, that J.J. just can't stay on the field, unfortunately. He's clearly been a fiery guy on the sideline for these guys. He's also been effective on the field the last month plus, where he's getting after the passer, he's stopping the run. So that's a big deal for the Cardinals, and the Packers, you know, get a benefit there. The problem is, do the Packers have enough on their side of the football? They've got two wide receivers out to COVID, specifically Devontae Adams, their best target. They've got coaches out as well. They've got defensive players out due to injury. There's a lot right now for the Packers that makes you wonder, A, can they slow down Kyler Murray? And B, can Rodgers have himself a game? I think they're going to want to try to run the football as much as possible to keep Kyler off of the football field, but you know that there's going to be a couple of throws up that Rodgers is going to make that, you know, leaves all of our jaws dropped. So it's going to be an interesting game tonight. But as we mentioned last hour, the stat of all stats, teams that travel from the East Coast or the East time zone or the Central time zone, West two time zones or more, so going to the Mountain or to the West, the Pacific time zone, on Thursday Night Football, short rest, short week for you, long flight, are 1-14 in the last 15 years. 1-14. The only win was the Packers actually last year going to the Niners, but the Niners were just decimated by injuries. In the NFL, the owners' meetings are going on, and you had Mark Davis finally discussing the Washington emails, the leaks, the John Gruden resignation. And number one, you've just got to bow at the altar of Mark Davis. That Mark Davis is surrounded by billionaires, corporate tycoons, guys dressed in three-piece suits and are the stiffest of the stiff. And you've just got to admire the fact that this guy literally has that haircut and wore a Raiders starter jacket, puffy starter jacket, like puffy, glossy starter jacket, and a Raiders backpack. And then when he was asked to do an interview, decided to sit down in a chair with his backpack still on. Have you ever tried that? You're leaning forward. It's very uncomfortable. You can't lean back. You're pushing forward. It's getting into the back. You're the small of your back. This is what Mark Davis decided was the best way to do an interview. The only thing missing was a Walkman blaring Def Leppard. This is the owner of the Raiders. So, the haircut. The haircut. By the way, a friend of mine told me he has had correspondence with Mark Davis, and that Mark Davis capitalizes every letter of every word, every first letter of every word. So not just the first letter of a sentence, but the first letter of every word in a sentence, which is absolutely grammatically incorrect.
Which I often end up doing and getting called on as well.
How do you do that? You hit
not every
caps lock or shift to do uppercase on every word?
So I often catch myself doing this. I feel like I always go for the capitalization of a word I feel like I need to emphasize, and then I look at a sentence and go, well, five words don't need to do this, and I have to go back. Yeah, I don't know. It's a brain lock.
Wait a second. You write the sentence that says the dog crossed the road, and you will capitalize T in the, D in dog, C in crossed, T in the, and R in road.
Not obvious little ones like that, but if I wrote a sentence.
That's what he does.
Right, yeah. I would go like, the DA show's Halloween Spooktacular is going to be awesome. And obviously I would do Halloween Spooktacular is capitalized because that's an event. And then I would do like awesome with the A capitalized because I want to grab your attention. And then I look back and go, this looks stupid.
Oh, God.
No, I understand that. He doesn't understand that.
Oh, God. You applied to Duke.
I didn't get in. Good for them.
I don't even understand how you can capitalize every first letter in a sentence. I don't, of every word. How hard is it to keep hitting shift? How hard is it to keep doing that? Again, this man eats paste, I'm sure. And he's holding court in a puffy starter jacket and a backpack talking about the league emails. Raider fans, you're toast. This is your owner. So, Mark Davis actually did say something of note. He did say something of substance and said that he believes that the NFL should release the report, the findings, on why Washington was fined $10 million and Dan Snyder was removed from day-to-day operations of the team. Now, in doing so, of course, Mark Davis wasn't exactly clear and concise and strong. He said, probably, yeah, I think that there should be, yeah, especially with some of the things that were, I guess, charged, yeah, I believe so. I think people deserve it, especially people that were, quote, victims. Again, there was so much lead in the paint of Mark Davis's homes growing up. Here's the bit. This is interesting because, well, of course, Mark Davis has some bitterness here because he's the only team or the only coach that has really had hell to pay because of it. He lost his coach midway through a season where they, you know, have playoff aspirations, and a guy that clearly, you know, he still wanted to employ. They wanted to play this thing out. Mark Davis did not want to have to get rid of John Gruden. He said this yesterday that he was hoping to talk to more people and to gather more information. I don't know how much more information you need to gather. Those emails are pretty damning. But Mark Davis did not want to fire John Gruden, and he was forced to watch his head coach resign, and the team itself that employed Bruce Allen and is owned by Dan Snyder wasn't affected on the field. A fine didn't affect them. Their owner day-to-day doesn't affect them. So that's why Mark Davis is bitter. He's got a dog of the fight, clearly. And understand, I totally understand it. This is interesting, though, because, A, the NFL's never going to release that report. Talked about this yesterday at length. There's no way they'll ever release this report, because if it was bad enough for the NFL to remove Dan Snyder from the day-to-day operations, if it got out publicly, it'd be even worse. It means it's really bad. And it means the NFL knows it's really bad, because that is the only, that is the strongest thing they can do besides forcing you to sell. And the only time they're going to force you to sell is if your bad deeds become public. When Jerry Richardson's bad deeds became public, that's when he had to sell. When Donald Sterling's bad deeds became public, that's when they had to sell. When it was happening in private, probably they all knew those things were happening or had happened. It didn't matter. They're not going to force you to sell. It's only when publicly the scrutiny comes and the pressure comes to have to get that guy out. So believe me, if we knew what the report entailed, we would demand Dan Snyder sell his team. But the NFL is going to hold that close to the vest, because if they release it, it'll be like, how could you have not forced him to leave? So we'll never see that. It'll never see the light of day. So Mark Davis can talk and blather all he wants. It's not going to change anything. What's interesting, though, is an owner breaking the company line. Because now, by whoever leaked the John Gruden emails, whoever had it out for John Gruden, has caused plenty more scrutiny than ever would have been there before on the Washington franchise, what happens behind closed doors, and this closed omerta, this fraternity of silence of the NFL owners, which happens in all of the leagues. Had those emails not been leaked, John Gruden doesn't resign, and we are just on our merry way in the NFL season. I mean, nobody was talking about Washington's internal strife. Nobody was talking about this. Now, part of this is that Dan Snyder's involved in a defamation lawsuit. It's just so crazy and ridiculous. It involves a business across seas. And then it brought in Bruce Allen. And then the Bruce Allen emails were, you know, part of discovery. So there's a whole thing about this that Dan Snyder's an idiot for even going down that lawsuit. He brought this upon himself anyway. But we wouldn't have been talking about these emails. We would have been talking. We would have no idea John Gruden said these things, more than likely. But somebody had the hatchet out for Gruden. We got the sensationalistic part of things. He had to resign. And now it's, well, what else was being said? Well, I mean, Bruce Allen is emailing this type of stuff. Well, what's going on to that in that franchise? And then that creates this kind of plume of smoke. And now the NFL has to have its owners kind of like defending how they do business. Now, ultimately, I don't think it's going to lead to much. I think it's much ado about nothing. It's not much ado about nothing. It's much ado about something very important, but it's nothing's going to be done. But what you'd like to see is that not every owner abides by the cone of silence. It'd be very nice if you had some owners that said, no, this is garbage. No, that's not the way we should do things. No, the league is wrong on this. You know, this Kroenke thing is interesting. Apparently Kroenke is financially being held to all the litigation involved in moving out of St. Louis, and now he doesn't want to pay all of that. And the owners are like, wait a second, wait, you said you were going to pay for it. And he's like, no, I don't want to pay for it anymore. And the breaking, the cracks in the foundation of the owners would be really interesting. Really interesting. It would cause a lot of icky goo to come out that we would learn about. But we'll see how much stomach they all have for going against one another. David's in Maryland here on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, thanks for taking my call today. First time caller, by the way.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling, man.
Show. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the Astros, you know, particularly the Astros, the World Series, but particularly the Astros. This team does not deserve to be in the World Series. This World Series is not legit. And by And the reason I say that for is the Astros, we all know, they've always been a cheating, corrupt organization. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you got the Red Sox and the Yankees have been kind of corrupt too. But this is actually proven. I think it was, what, 2016, 2017, 2018, in those years, where the Astros, you know, actually, you know, had all this.
So you're assuming they're still cheating?
I mean, well, it's a corrupt organization, you know, and I know people say, well, the Yankees are corrupt. They're in the big city in New York.
Let's talk about the Astros, about how you said they shouldn't be in the World Series. You say that because you think they're still cheating.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's probably true. I mean, they've always been a corrupt organization. They've always done things with no integrity.
Well, when you say always, you're talking about those 3 years, 16, 17, and 18. Like, we're not talking about the 1980 Astros.
I mean, no, not necessarily. I think people had more integrity back in those days in general. You know, people in this day and age are, you know, corrupt, and, you know, a lot of people are just don't do stuff the right way. I mean, the world's going to hell, you know, in a hell basket. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a shame, you know, that they're in the World Series. You know, a lot of my friends are trying to tell me, well, they're legit. But, I mean, there's been so much, you know, controversy with them in the past few years. I just can't believe anything that, you know, they do is actually legal. You know,
I couldn't believe, I'll tell you this, Dave, I could not believe if they were still cheating. To be that brazen, to be caught, to have their manager and GM basically fired/suspended, to take that much heat, to think that they would still be cheating? I mean, that would take some stones, don't you think?
I mean, it probably would, but, I mean, that's just their natural, you know, that's their natural mode. You know, that's how they do that in Houston. I mean, because you never heard of it out of the Atlanta Braves, and I'm not saying Atlanta Braves don't, I mean, I'm not saying a lot of teams don't cheat every once in a while, but you never heard the big, you know, story about the Atlanta Braves cheating. I mean, they've always played, you know, I guess, I've never heard anything really bad about the Braves. I assume they always played with integrity. I mean, because you never heard anything bad about the organization. Uh-huh. But that was really disgusting, you know, the way they.
You know what would be better is if the Orioles started cheating. You guys could use some wins.
Well, that's true there. You know, I was just talking to my friend the other day. You know, the Orioles, you know, that would definitely be a good idea there. I mean, you know, that would definitely be true. I mean, unfortunately, I think they're a team of integrity, but like you say, you know, it would definitely help them, no doubt about that, you know, the way they are doing. But, I mean, if you talk about the Orioles, I mean, they actually are building a pretty good farm system up here.
You know what I had when I went to Camden Yards? I went to Camden Yards for the first time over the summer. I had those French fries that you put the salt and the vinegar on yourself. You actually shake the salt on them, and you pour the vinegar on them, you shake that up. You ever have one of those? Those are amazing, Dave.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, and Mike Elias used to be down in Houston a long time ago. So they're trying, you know, up here in Baltimore, they're kind of thinking, well, is he really, you know, got integrity too? But I mean, getting back to the Astros, uh-huh. I mean, yeah, that's just a corrupt organization. You know, yeah. We can talk about the Yankees being corrupt or Boston being corrupt, but that wasn't actually proven with the Yankees or Boston, I don't think. But this was actually proven with the Astros. So yeah, I mean, it's just a corrupt organization. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. From what I gather, he believes the Houston Astros are a corrupt organization.
Good call.
Really teetering on that Yankee line, too, huh?
A lot of friends.
You should watch out. You're Yankees.
A lot of friends. Pete's right.
You kept talking about all the friends. David Maryland has tons of friends. How about I tried to get him off the corruption thing with the French fries, and he just wanted none of it. He wanted to go right back into corruption.
Didn't take a breath. Didn't skip a beat. Gave you a brief answer and right through it. It was one sentence.
Those fries are really good, though.
They're fantastic. The rise of salt and vinegar on a French fry has really, really been hit with waves.
You know, because you're putting on the Chesapeake kind of seasoning in there, like the Old Bay.
The crab seasoning. For
crab seasoning. And then you're putting actual vinegar on there, which is a lot like how they have fries across seas in London. And it's just... it's just so good. I mean, I don't know why more ballparks don't do it. It was delicious.
It could be a little messy. And a lot of ballparks opt for the garlic option on the fries. Yeah. But I prefer the salt and vinegar option. Garlic's too sticky for me. Salt and vinegar is more flavorful.
And the vinegar has a little bite. It has just the bite you need for fried foods.
Yes. And then obviously you go to Philadelphia where they do the chicken pizza. They go with that. You could do the crab seasoning. Then you could also add the salt and vinegar. But then you get that American provolone sauce to dip in. And the cheese mixed with that bite, your mouth's dancing.
Chubbo.
Yeah, think about all those things going into your system with French fries. You're using the French fries as a vehicle to carry Old Bay, crab seasoning, tons of salt, then salt and vinegar on top of that, and then a cheese sauce to dip it in.
then just add
with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that I just got aroused talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Okay, so we have a burgeoning controversy here on the show. I think we all know, even though America is wildly out of shape and incredibly fat, even though we all know
fattest
this,
Lord ass.
Even though we all are well aware of this, and we all know that exercise is better, we all know that healthy foods are better, we all know.
Obesity.
We all know. Sunday is for the kids, and Sunday is for candy, and Sunday is for the sugar rush and the chocolate and the potential diabetes. That's what Sunday is about.
Let's talk obesity.
Okay, there's 364 days a year to be healthy. There's one day not. There's one day you punt on that day. Okay? You could do granola and peanuts and real fruit chews all you want, 364.
Obesity.
But for one day, it's time to eat like the Schwartzes. and we have a member of the show that is being completely un-American, completely unpatriotic, and completely the wet blanket on Halloween, and we will hold his feet to the fire. coming up next. So stick around. The Inquisition comes up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We
When I was a young boy, I got chicken pox, okay?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay.
26 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay.
We appreciate you being with us. And tomorrow is the Spooktacular. Be here and watch us at watchda.com. Follow us on the social media channels as well. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll post pictures of all of our get-ups and costumes. Also, I'll post plenty on Instagram. In fact, I will post on Instagram me getting ready in my costume, which I believe is an elite Halloween costume. Follow me there, at Damon Amendo. And it should be noted today, I'm dropping a little promo code for some goodies that I think you guys would like around the holidays. So follow me there for some good stuff. Plus, I always post my Wizard of Watch DA picks there as well. So, sorry, Wizard of Oz picks. I would have a bunch of Kaplan picks posted as well because I idolize the guy, but he won't let me take photos of him.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
That's at Damon Amendo on Instagram. Carla tweets, why was the conspiracy guy allowed to go on and on and on about the Astros? I don't like them that much, but seriously, he had nothing. I needed you to go a little Jim Rome on him and shut him down for the get-go. Carla, I usually take the opposite tact with really awful callers. I usually, my tact is to always give somebody enough leash to hang themselves. Just give, the more you hear a terrible caller, the better it is for the show. It provides us with tons of content, potential drops for Pete to use in the future, and a hypothetical epic fail. So we built this city on rock and roll. We built this mothership on terrible phone calls. Connor tweets, you know what would make those salt and vinegar fries a little better? A handful of dipsy doodles.
It's not bad. We give it a little crunch.
Steve tweets, hopefully that first-time caller is a last-time caller. Sheesh. Dave in Maryland.
But with dipsy doodles.
Backwards Brian tweets, when I went to Camden Yards this season, waffle fries were served with a chicken tender platter, a superior fry for dipping. Hashtag, you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
That is absolutely true. A waffle fry is a superior fry for dipping.
I disagree because...
More surface area.
No, but the problem is we haven't gotten dip cups wide enough depending on the waffle fries.
That's fair. But, I mean, if you go to a Chick-fil-A and you get the waffle fries, it carries so much more, broader surface, more ridges. It carries so much more of that sweet and sour sauce, the barbecue sauce, the Chick-fil-A house sauce. It carries so much more than your normal sticking those little fingers in there.
You're right, but a lot of times you have to fold the waffle fries like it's a New York slice of pizza. I need
true.
A wider dip cup.
Okay, so we have got something I didn't think we'd ever have to deal with here on the show. I didn't think we'd ever have to deal with something of this. As I mentioned before, look, we all know America is bursting at the belt. We know, you know, gout's on the rise, diabetes, people are losing arms and limbs and feet. we know they've got to cut NFL jerseys wider. We got to have sleeves on NBA jerseys these days.
Obesity.
We can't fit into any of the stadium seats. You know, airlines. you got to sell two seats to people. We got multiple sitcoms with total cows on them. Hit shows. We got hit shows of cows.
Let's talk obesity.
And they're funny. I mean, Mike and Molly, the Mike guy.
You keep going back to Mike and Molly. He's been off the air a decade now.
Well, they built an empire on cows. That guy Mike is a cow.
He is. But there's more relevant fat shows, I think.
Isn't he on a new show now?
Yeah.
Bob Abishola.
He's one of them.
The guy's built a comedic empire.
None of us have watched it. Tell you if it's any good.
Oh, my parents love that show. They can't stop raving about Abishola.
Exactly.
Yeah, they freaking love it. Love it.
What's the other one? United States of Earl? That guy was on this show, too.
Yeah.
No, Fat's in. It's in.
TLC might as well be called the Fat Network. I mean, every show is somebody else's fat.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You pick up the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue these days. I mean, there's multiple plus-size models. People are getting huge contracts for this. A Gap ad's got a huge person in it. I mean, it's amazing.
I have a weird waist.
It's amazing. You're living in the best time to be a chubby guy. This is the best time ever.
I mean, I am very loose.
Hair loss and fat, people don't judge you anymore.
No. No, in fact, you're hip. You're cool. I'm the guy that's out of style.
You're right. I am hip and cool.
What's wrong with you, D.A.?
I am hip and cool. I'm going to need hip replacement, but I'm hip and cool.
Seriously, being chunky is in these days. You could be a model. You could be a singer. You could be an athletes, I guess. I mean, there's always been, I guess, big athletes. But you could be politicians are out of weight. I mean, everybody's out of weight these days.
Actors. And it's allowed to be thought of as sexy because who cares? Under the covers, you're all the same.
Well, beyond that, it's, you know, well, let's not judge. Let's not body shame, right? Let's not project. And so,
right. And so
we have, you know, we are teaching our society that being unhealthy is just fine. And, you know, we should be sensitive to the people that have eating disorders such as you, which is just, I can't put my fork down.
Which is a disorder, right? Why would you want anything made with chickpeas when bacon goes down? Key Lardo.
Like, one of my favorite symbols of modern culture is, I think it's a Prilosec commercial with the cable guy, Larry the Cable Guy. And he's like, you know, you get heartburn by eating that fried corn dog. You get heartburn from eating, you know, the fried Oreos at the county fair. Well, just take Prilosec. You can keep eating all the fried crap you want. Like, instead of the solution being don't eat fried everything because your heart is exploding. Instead of, like, your body is regurgitating its acid because you put so much fried crap in it. Hey, just take a pill. You can keep eating all the fried crap you want. I just love, like, that's the solution these days. So
that's why when people lose 13 pounds and say they've avoided fried foods when they can, that's why.
But so we all know that, like, Sunday's supposed to be about being unhealthy. It's supposed to be about feeding kids as copious amounts of sugar and chocolate and, you know, gummy bears and chewing gum. And it's just supposed to be like, this is the one day a year where you... I mean, most days a year, people are just eating unhealthy. But, you know,
maple syrup?
You know, on Sunday, on Halloween, it's like you throw caution to the wind. And even if you're a healthy person, don't bother doing that then. This is for the kids. This is about just pigging out on candy.
But for a lot of people, the healthiest day because you walk more than you walk any other day.
Okay. Well, maybe as you ingest 3,000 calories worth of pure white sugar. And I've just learned a bombshell. Katie Bogish, who I love. I just love Katie. She's a spitfire. She's fun. She's energetic. She's funny. She's smart. She runs the household. She's got two wonderfully smart kids. She's just the best. I mean, Bogish has told the story. Like, he had to chase her, like, for 6 years until she said yes.
Mm.
Has decided on Sunday. She will make the devastating decision to hand out pretzels on Sunday to trick-or-treaters. Pretzels.
And not even fresh hot ones.
And not even stadium or mall pretzels.
Pretzel? You set up a vendor cart in front, maybe we'll give you a pass.
No, mustard sauce, no nothing. Folks, how can you let this happen in your household?
Yeah, I mean, for the reasons you just laid out, I'm not in charge of these things, but I think I might have to overrule the missus. I mean, this is...
What was her reasoning?
Her reasoning is she doesn't want any more candy in the house post-Halloween on top of what the kids are going to haul in from 4 days of trick-or-treating. It's like Sean said the other day, we've got things basically all the time now where people are dropping off candy in the middle of the night at our house. We're getting booed by people. So this was her way to nip something in the bud. And if we have leftover pretzels, no big deal. But if we had leftover Snickers bars, we'd be in trouble. Now, I had seen this big warehouse store jug of pretzels and little Halloween-themed bags in my garage for the last week or so, never put two and two together. And yesterday, I said, hey, do we have Halloween candies? I did not see a big bag of delicious chocolate candies anywhere. Uh-huh. And she goes, I know, I got pretzels this year.
Oh, no.
And I didn't.
Pretzel?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And you said it. We've had a long history. I worked really hard to trick her into liking me, to keep her liking me. But this has made me rethink all of that dedication because I don't know where this came from.
Okay, in slight defense of Katie Bogish, this is not about making sure the neighborhood kids stay healthy.
Oh, no, this is about us. This is post-Halloween Bogish house, limiting the candy that we will then eat.
All right, it's a little bit more defensible that way. If she's like, I don't want to add to the gluttony and the piggishness of kids in the neighborhood, I have a more of a problem with it.
She's not handing out salads, though.
But the problem is that still you're going to be the most unpopular house on the block.
Yeah. The only saving grace is we have now lived in our house. This will probably be our eighth Halloween. We have, and I think this is part of the problem, we have never given out even close to all of the candy we have. Uh-huh. So we've always had obscene leftovers. So I don't know if my block is in a weird place because there are kids in my neighborhood. And if you go two blocks in either direction, there's people everywhere throwing candy out front doors. But we don't somehow get overrun by kids on my block. So fewer kids, I think, will hate me than should because only a handful will come across these pretzels.
Look, do this. Buy one bag of candy.
I think I have to.
Hand out pretzels and candy early. Do the double dose. If you happen to run out of candy, doesn't sound like you will because not a lot of people come by, then you can hand out just the pretzels and apologize profusely to these kids and their parents because it's a terrible look.
I mean, I was prepared to overrule the little variety bag that you get of different miniature candies to go Katie Lindendahl's route and finally give out the full size. I wanted to be that house.
Yeah.
And we've gone, instead of going in that direction, we've gone in the complete other direction, downgrading to pretzels.
And you know what else is going to happen, Mraz, is that Bogish's two young children, who are adorable and smart and well behaved, and they're great young, you know, young Americans, are going to be ruthlessly taunted the rest of their lives because they will have given out the pretzels. I'm still living down crap like that from when I was in fourth grade or something like that. You never live that down.
You're right. Luckily, my dad always overloaded candy, so I don't have to worry about that. But you're asking for your son to deal with wedgies by the time he gets to high school, and you don't want to be the wedgie
kid. And
that's
the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I'd be surprised if your daughter could get a date after that.
I mean, that actually is good news. Okay. You're selling me on pretzels, right, with that one. The wedgie thing's a little more of my concern now. It is going to be, I'm going to pseudo-fix this. We're not going to be the house that forever gave out pretzels.
It's a stain.
But even a one-year blip's an issue.
But you're going to cost yourself more problems for two reasons. Number one, word is going to build that you're the pretzel house.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, people are just going to bypass the house.
Yep.
Don't go there. That's pretzels. And then you're going to be stuck with more pretzels. Number two, you know, the older kids that are probably too old for trick-or-treating, that barely get dressed up, that carry around a pillowcase, they make the rounds way later than they should be. When they come to your house and they get pretzels, they all act tough. Then they are apparently so old that they know somebody who could drive. They end up egging your house by the time you go to bed. And you wake up and you have to break out the power washer. If you hand out the big candy bars, it might feel like a big expense, but guess what? You will have fewer of those left because buzz will build that you have those and therefore less left.
Yeah, you're investing in your future there. You're building coalitions.
Yeah, it's a low moment. I mean, it says a lot about our relationship that this is one of the times I've been disappointed in us as a couple. And this is not that big of a deal on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a huge deal. And I'm going to have to, I think, put my foot down.
You have to. You just have to. And also, if you got too much candy, you know, just bring it to the station. We got pigs all over the place.
Which is what I always do anyway.
Yeah, we'll
pigs
all,
all over the place.
Really? I mean, no sales guys anymore, though. Those are the real pigs of the trough. But you know, we got enough pigs around.
To your point, DA, I came in yesterday morning, and there was three trays of what looked like to be wraps that must have been from the previous day's afternoon that weren't thrown out, right?
Yeah.
The trays were completely clean except for three half wraps. And I looked, I investigated, what are these? All vegetable wraps.
And one got eaten. But one did get eaten yesterday since we were here. Yeah. Had a little bit of a glaze on it. I don't think it was like balsamic glaze. I think it was just like 24-hour glaze.
Dew.
Still was eaten.
Dew.
The morning dew would hit it.
The morning dew. All right, folks, as our headlines.
They are sponsored by Lowe's. Save on gifts at Lowe's, like $20 off a Craftsman 20-volt max drill kit was $79, now $59. Home to any budget, home to any possibility, while supplies last, valid 10/28 through 2/22, U.S. only. We have basically had two blowouts in Houston to start the World Series. The Braves, then the Astros, taking early control, then cruising to the finish line. Houston drawing even last night, 7-2, which didn't surprise manager Dusty Baker.
These guys don't worry. They didn't, you know, they weren't worried about last night. I mean, some people in this room thought the series is over already after one game, you know, but it's a seven-game series.
The Astro offense put four on the board in the second, while starter Jose Urquidy allowed just two runs with seven Ks over five. Braves starter Max Fried charged with six runs over five plus. Game three in Atlanta tomorrow night. The Cardinals will play the Packers tonight and maybe the rest of the season without J.J. Watt. He's got a shoulder injury, and reports say he needs surgery, which likely will end his season. The Saints are reuniting with running back Mark Ingram through a trade with the Texans. Ingram needs just 90 yards to pass Deuce McAllister for the most in team history. The Bucs had Rob Gronkowski at practice yesterday for the first time since breaking ribs in week three, and Dak Prescott with a limited practice yesterday on his calf injury. Mike McCarthy says his QB needs to pass certain thresholds to play Sunday, but didn't say exactly what those were. In the NBA last night, the Lakers blew a 26-point second-quarter lead in OKC, letting the Thunder win for the first time this season, 123-115. LeBron missed his second in a row with a sore right ankle. The Cavs, a 92-79 win at the Clippers. The Blazers down the Grizz, 116-96. And the Heat dropped the Nets, 106-93, with Jimmy Butler going for 17 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 steals. And from the NHL, Vegas won in Dallas, Toronto won in Chicago, and Detroit won in Washington, all 3-2 in overtime. I don't know what Sean said in my ear, so I don't know if it's time for Stun. Thank you, Pete. Not Stun to a News. Next hour. It. DA, yeah. Back to you.
We're going to push it to next hour to give it a little bit more breathing room. When we come back here on the show, Mark Ingram is going back to New Orleans. How does that affect the Saints? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This year like last year, the best is right here. On CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember that the DA Show is available in podcast form. Anything you may have missed or want to hear again is available. The best of the show every single day posted, and all four full hours posted. And the permission granted podcast, the show about the show within the show, is also posted. All there on the DA Show podcast. Just search the DA Show, and you will be able to subscribe, rate, and review. Bogush's wife wants to hand out pretzels on Sunday for Halloween. We are trying to warn him against this. Scroopy Noopers tweets, DA, to be fair, I'd much rather get pretzels than pencils, erasers, pennies, or the dreaded raisins.
You are a machine of death.
Ugh. Raisins, awful. Pennies, disgusting. Who wants pennies? Pencils, at least they're functional. Fatty Crackers tweets, you know what, guys? We're with Mrs. Bogush in that we stopped doing candy in 2019. We give away toys, little cans of Play-Doh, glow sticks, temporary tattoos, etc. To our surprise, every kid has legit been excited for toys. Where do we come down on this?
I like it, but it's got to be, like, the Play-Doh's cool. I mean, a little weak butterfly tattoo, I don't know.
It's got to be a legitimate toy.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, the pretzels, again, I think it's not a bad idea. If you roll out a big cart of hot dogs and pretzels, hand them out, that's great.
Pretzel bites would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do some bowls of chili as well.
But a little individually wrapped pretzel sticks.
No, that's brutal.
That's trash.
Brutal. It's awful. It's disgusting.
Trash.
Who's giving out toys? Mr. Duncan?
Fatty Crackers.
Good job, Fatty.
Now, the Saints needed running back depth. They had released Latavius Murray in September. Tony Jones, their backup, got injured. And the Saints realized, yeah, I don't think we want to build a passing offense solely around Jameis Winston. So they bring back 31-year-old Mark Ingram. Remember, of course, Mark Ingram spent 8 seasons in New Orleans after he was drafted in the first round by the Saints. Ingram is 89 yards behind Deuce McAllister, the Deuce is loose, for the all-time franchise rushing record. He reunites with Alvin Kamara. Now, this story says that their nickname was Boom and Zoom. I never heard of that one.
It's like when people started calling Peyton Manning the Sheriff when he retired.
Yeah, right. The Sheriff in Super Bowl 50. You're like, he's played for 18 years. I've never heard him called the Sheriff.
I believe it was.
When did that happen? How did that happen? But it makes sense to bring in Mark Ingram. Now, who knows how much Mark Ingram has left in the tank at 31 years old in terms of, you know, star potential, you know, bell cow potential. Not there, but he actually has been the Texans' lead back this season, has 300 yards rushing and a touchdown to 92 carries. Unfortunately, the Texans are basically the worst rushing team in the NFL, so he's kind of like the valedictorian of summer school, being the lead rusher for the Texans. Either way, though, you can understand what the Saints are doing. It's a late-round swap, so probably they gave up a 6th and they got back a 7th or something like that. I understand what they're doing here, and I think what the Saints are saying is that, you know, we need insurance for our ground game, and specifically Alvin Kamara, because Kamara is the offense these days. Kamara is the only thing that we really have that opponents fear. And it's been good enough to get them to 4-2. But if you watch that game against the Seahawks the other night, I mean, it was just wretched to watch. Alvin Kamara was the only offensive player worth watching. I mean, DK Metcalf had the 84-yarder. But it was Kamara, and the two quarterbacks were just, you know, terrible. And I know that there was the rain and the wind. But what we've seen from Jameis is if you let Jameis just rip it and you let him go downfield and take big chances, he can throw for a bunch of yards. He can throw some touchdowns. But he's also going to throw terrible interceptions and throw you out of games, and you'll lose just as many games as you win with Jameis doing it that way. What the Saints are trying to do is manage his risk, and they don't want him taking those chances. Understandably, those turnovers will ultimately kill you, especially against good teams, especially in the playoffs. But asking Jameis to manage means that you're not very good. You're just not explosive. You're not going to challenge teams downfield. You know, they've neutered Jameis enough to where defenses don't have to worry about that. And when he's managing and when he's trying to play safe football, he's just not all that scary. He's not that much of a threat. So reinforcing the running game makes sense. How much Ingram is worth at 31 years old, who knows? When we come back, college football has a problem. Athletic directors that don't care about the players.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.